From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The evidence is firm that Russia interfered with the November presidential election. That from the U.S. National Intelligence Director James Clapper, who testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
This was a multifaceted campaign. So the hacking was only one part of it. And it also entailed classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
Clapper said there's no way to tell whether the actions helped Donald Trump win, but many lawmakers, like Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer, are angered that Trump continues to doubt the findings.
Take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
Clapper joined National Security Agency Chief Mike Rogers and other senior officials Thursday in saying there was no way Moscow meddled in the election without the direct approval of Russia's senior most officials. Four African Americans have been charged with hate crimes in connection with a video broadcast live on Facebook that showed a mentally disabled white man being beaten and taunted, threatened with a knife, and then forced to drink from a toilet. The assault went on for hours until Chicago police found the disoriented victim walking along a street. The victims can be heard on the video using profanities against white people and against President-elect Donald Trump. You're listening to VOA News. 'Toyota' stock is skidding in Tokyo, trading after President-elect Donald Trump said on Twitter that the Japanese automaker faces a big border tax if it goes ahead with plans on a New Mexico plant. Toyota in Japan had no further comment beyond what it released in the U.S., which didn't directly address Trump's tweet, but stressed that Toyota has been in the U.S. for six decades and that the Mexico plant will not affect jobs or production in the U.S. The battle over one of President Obama's signature achievements broke out into the open in Washington on Wednesday, with Republicans promising to appeal the Affordable Care Act, which provides 20 million Americans with health insurance. The two sides made a very public statement by gathering in separate camps. VOA's Katherine Gibson reports.
A highly unusual moment on Capitol Hill. An outgoing president and an incoming vice president rallying their parties for the first fight of the Trump administration. The dueling meetings giving a hint to the partisan battles ahead, with Vice President-elect Pence telling House Republicans the first steps of a repeal aren't far off.
It'll literally begin on day one.
The White House later warned Republicans those first steps would be harder than they looked.
There's a difference between delivering a poll-tested, soundbite packaged promise on the campaign trail and actually delivering on that promise once you assume the responsibility to govern the greatest country in the world.
The only certainty? When the dust settles, both parties will find a way to blame the other and claim victory. Katherine Gibson on Capitol Hill, VOA News.
Well, two House Democrats are planning to boycott President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration to protest insulting comments Trump made during the campaign about women, minorities, and other groups. Representatives Catherine Clark of Massachusetts and Luis Gutierrez of Illinois said they're skipping the January 20th ceremony at the Capitol as a matter of conscience. Clark said she respects the presidency, but that families in her district are fearful that the anti-woman, anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, and divisive promises that drove the Trump campaign will become the policies affecting the health and safety of every American. A procession of stars arrived at the next-door homes of Debbie Reynolds and her daughter, Carrie Fisher, on a gloomy Thursday afternoon amid reports that a private memorial was scheduled at the compound to mourn the late actresses. Meryl Streep, Meg Ryan, Ellen Barkin, and Egg Begley Jr. apparently were among those spotted entering the property in the area near Los Angeles. Fisher and Reynolds died last week, one day apart. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.